This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Contact the Living here on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen, the extreme optimist, with Jay Kirshner, also extremely optimistic about life and liberty and the things that we can experience. Among the things you can give today and still keep your word, you can give a smile and you can have a grateful heart.
Mm-hmm.
Comes from one of my favorite philosophers, Zig Ziglar. Here's another philosopher, Ed Foreman. I don't know if you ever heard of him or not. I had him on the program once a long time ago, and he started out by giving the audience his mottos. I wake up feeling happy, healthy, and terrific. Life is for laughing, loving, and living, not whining, worrying, and working. How about that? Yeah, it is good, especially when you're confronted by a lot of the crap that's around. I felt that it was interesting that Trump has been everywhere the last day or two talking about Putin. A couple of things from Russia that are interesting, disturbing. Putin's comment that he prefers Biden over Trump. This in spite of all of this thing. Remember last election? When the theory of the Democrats was Trump was on the lam for Putin and he was trying to export a relationship with Putin that wouldn't benefit the United States but would benefit him, Trump. And so now Putin likes Biden because Biden's a pushover and Trump's not. It's pretty easy to figure that out, right? And so on it goes. Meanwhile, the Russians announced yesterday, I don't know that they announced it, but somehow or other it came out, some members of the committee in the House that oversees our security and safety have been told that the Russians either have or are about to launch a missile that would carry a satellite that had a nuclear bomb on it. And this bomb, if this is true, could be used not only to target cities in on the planet, but could be used to target other satellites and blow them out of the sky. How about that? Do you want to sleep well tonight? Think about that.
My goodness.
What in the world is that? What? You got to be nuts. The radical approach to this is what these people are all about. The people that get power, and the reason that he has power and that other despots like him, the guy running China, the guy running North Korea, all over the world, there are a lot of people who are in charge that have not really been voted there. They don't have, the people in the country don't have a say over who their rulers are. You know, they can say that you can go vote for Putin, but if you don't vote for Putin, you get shot. So, and that's the case in most of these countries.
So the choice is yours.
One candidate. Yeah, right. You have two choices. Vote for Putin or get shot. But anyway, this really is very This whole thing is very, very troubling. And so, anyway, there's also, you know, you think about troubling. The winter weather in Florida, for those of you who are listening in Florida, been pretty tough. There are some videos floating around today of various places on the east coast of Florida where there have been some bad, really bad weather. Jupiter Beach, for example, you can see the impact of all of the rain and the high winds, houses that are built right on the water. I mean, right on the water. There are half a dozen that have been washed away because of the weather. I don't know what you're doing. How do you get insurance even for that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And if you're in an area, like in Nashville, there were some locations where you couldn't get flood insurance because the probability of your area flooding was too high.
Right.
That's
happening.
What's the
more
point of insurance?
More.
That's why I need it, because it might happen.
Right, yeah.
Well, you can only get the insurance if it might not happen.
In California, that's happening statewide. A number of companies, including State Farm, I think, have refused to write any policies in California anymore. No more. Because of the, in this last week or so, you've seen all the rain, all of the mudslides, houses falling off of cliffs. That kind of stuff.
There are wildfires, there are mudslides, there are earthquakes.
Yeah.
They're just like, no, you cost us too much money.
Yeah, right. Thanks a lot, pal. All right, let's go to Georgia. Educators there have sued the Cobb County School District over race, over classroom restrictions for lesbians, gays, bisexuals, trans, the LGBTQ youngsters, education censorship, a couple of bills that have restricted what topics teachers can tackle in the classroom. This is going to happen around the country. I'm sure of it, because teachers are, and parents too. I knocked on somebody's door last night. We have some neighbors that have a couple of fields where I've grazed my cows, my heifers in the past, and so I was talking to this lovely lady. She had four children. I don't know how we got on to the conversation. I was talking about the animals. The kids love the animals. They think it's a great lesson to see how animals grow. And I was asking them what grade. The children all came to the door. They were really cute. They wanted to know, you know, about my cows. They all know about the farm because they're neighbors. And they love this, that, and the other thing. And so I got the youngsters going about school. I said, so what do you think should we bring the cows to school to teach? And in the conversation, the mother said, well, the children here, we don't send them to school. We homeschool. And there are four of them. And they're like from five, and I think one of them was 12. So she takes care of all of them. They spend all day, every day, learning with each other, which I thought was interesting. I mean, we got into quite a conversation about it, but it seems that more and more I hear about people homeschooling. Mm-hmm. That's a real indictment of the school system and of the education. These folks are paying through their taxes for a school or schooling for their children that they're not using, they're not taking advantage of, because they don't like it. And because I told you earlier the story about the shootout in the high school, I don't blame them. I mean, you can't send your children off to school and make them feel safe. It's a real problem. It's a national problem. And is it because we have the diversity? I'm back to, I know in my system here, the problem is that these youngsters can't understand each other because there's so many different languages being taught, and we can be excited about diversity, but we don't have teachers that can teach in these various languages. So what are these kids doing in school? They're trying to occupy them because it's the requirement that everybody up to 16 has got to go to school. But if you don't have the resources to teach them in their language or to teach them English in some way, shape, or form, it becomes very divisive. And then you add on to that the things that are being required by some school systems, and I think it's okay to sort of resist some of this stuff, because I'm not sure that at certain ages the youngsters are able to deal with all of these issues, race and sexual identity and all that other stuff. What happened to A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z? One,
what
two,
age of
three,
students
four.
Are we talking about?
I'm talking about kids all across. The problem in Cobb County looks like it's a general thing that the teachers don't like. So
the
there's
first
the
grader
parents' bill of
be
rights.
Treated
there.
The same as a sophomore.
No, they shouldn't be treated the same. They shouldn't have any exposure to this stuff. Maybe when you're in, but I don't even know. This is not the kind of stuff that, or is it? Am I just old-fashioned? Is it something that ought to be taught in the public schools? The differences between people who are gay or bisexual. Why is that an important thing? You need to learn basic stuff in school, and that would be. Oh, this stuff is fine.
But they also learn about family dynamics. Even a,
yeah,
but even
but,
and that, it's not.
But you
it,
learn
it,
the
hear
basics.
Me out, wait, hear me out on this.
Yeah,
it's not.
I'm
it's
listening.
Not a sex education thing. It's just family dynamics. Even in preschool, yeah. They learn about family dynamics and familial relations, and not sometimes those relationships involve two moms or they involve two dads, not just a mom and dad. And it would be doing it a service to the family relationship in itself. Again, not the sexual side of anything, but just the family relationships, if they didn't acknowledge all of that, because that is, it is prevalent. It is part of society.
Yeah. It's just frustrating, isn't it? Because you want to have the youngsters, and that's what this mother said. I want my children to have a good basic education, to learn how to deal with the things that are necessary to survive in life. And these are not necessary. They're good to have the skill to be able to be tolerant toward other people. It's very important. It's a great skill to have. But in this circumstance, I think it's, I don't know. The removal, the other side of it is, why do you feel so, why is it so important to remove certain books about people who are lesbians or gays? I don't have a problem with that. Mm-hmm. I think some of the restrictions are coming from political points of view that aren't particularly enlightened. So there's certainly two sides to this revolution, Jay. There's this radical approach that it feeds all this information to people who aren't used to it or can't handle it. And then there's the other stuff, as you put it so well, learning about how others live and learning how to get along. So, yep, a lot of food for thought there. 18 after the hour on Good Day.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too. Now that we're covered with Progressive, Dad and I can hop in our RV anytime we want. Might even splurge on a retractable awning. Ooh, look out! Sorry, what was I talking about?
Protect your loved one with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I gotta change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in zone.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The hour. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, Mr. Good Day, with Ms. Good Day, Jay Kirshner, focusing on social media news that is attached to some of the trending stories, including a focus on Geraldo Rivera. James Collins, who is in the main studio in our originating network in Dallas, doesn't know who Geraldo Rivera is. Well, let's see. Where do we start with Geraldo Rivera?
He's a man of many talents. Many
he is. Talents. Yep. He's been controversial. He's done all kinds. He started, I think he became well-known first when he was on the ABC morning show. And then he was on Fox, the morning show. He was on Fox for a long time. He did a... Matter of fact, he's from Cleveland. I think he did a radio talk show in Cleveland for a number of years, didn't he? Don't I remember that?
Oh, I'm unsure about that. I thought he was a New Yorker.
Ask your father. I'm pretty sure that he was on in Cleveland for a number of years. He's a legend in his own mind, and a lot of people think he's a legend. He's a very interesting character. He's done a lot of things. I remember when he was on ABC... He was supposed to be exposing something in somebody's tomb. I'm trying to remember who it was, and it wasn't there. And it was a big dud on the air, but it got everybody's attention. He's been on the television for 50 years or so.
Oh,
he's
yeah,
80 years old
talk
now.
Show Geraldo.
Yeah,
which
right.
kind of well, characterized as trash TV.
Right, it was kind of.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He didn't get along with some of the people at Fox, so he quit there, and News Nation has picked him up. So he started last night with Cuomo, and I didn't have a chance. I wasn't back yet, so I didn't get to see it. I want to see if there's probably a clip, James, that you can find somewhere around of Geraldo on with Cuomo last night. It might be interesting to hear a little of that as time passes on. So that's one thing that's trending. And one of the things, not just the trending things we talk about here with regard to social media, but the focus on the technology and the artificial intelligence boom has led us to something new. Whether or not those beings, if that's what they are going to have girlfriends and boyfriends. Here we go with this. What do you think?
They are girlfriends and boyfriends.
AI... if there is real, if they really have feelings, they're going to have romantic feelings. Right? So can you imagine having a girlfriend generated by AI?
People do.
Or a boyfriend. Huh? Mm-hmm. Think about that for a minute. Right? Digital companions. Now, there are a lot of the dolls that people laugh about. That's not what this is. But what is it? And, think about some of the stuff that was in Westworld, for example. Did you ever watch that show? Is it really weird?
No, I didn't.
Oh, my God, yeah. So, a machine that mimics human feelings and languages and features, voices, emotional exchanges. Right? This is something we're not even thinking about. Until I saw this, I'm thinking to myself, well, I never would have expected a machine would have romantic or sexual fantasies.
Well, it's not the machine. It's the people. It's the human beings who have these AI-generated boyfriends, girlfriends that they are.
Yeah, no, I understand it can be on either side. But I'm thinking, I'm going one step further, Jay. How about, artificial intelligence beings that are identified as girls and or boys, and what happens if the two of them get together down the pike sometime? I know this is something going on now.
With other AIs?
Yeah, right.
The AI starts cheating on their human companion with another AI?
Yeah.
How
something like
good.
That. Oh, bunga bunga. Use your imagination, folks. All right, enough of that. 20, take a breath after that. 28 after here on Good Day.
It's probably your second biggest investment, especially lately. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Your car has been a pain at the pump, but gas prices aren't the only way you may be burning money. Have you had a minor fender bender? If it's just a dent, you might be able to save the deductible and keep your insurance premium as is. Grab your bathroom plunger, stick it into the middle of the dent, and pour hot water over the area. Then pull hard. Repeat as necessary. And if your headlights look foggy, skip that squirt bottle product. Simply rub on toothpaste. Let it sit for a minute, then rub off with a clean cloth. And that spray that restores your dashboard and other interior surfaces, save the money. Apply olive oil with coffee filters. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at AndYouCanQuoteMe.com.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travel.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Russian President Vladimir Putin would rather see President Biden remain in office over a potential return of Donald Trump to the White House. Speaking to a Russian journalist, Putin suggested that a second Biden presidency would be more favorable for Russia, citing Biden's perceived predictability and experience. Yet another House committee chair has opted not to seek re-election. Mark Green of Tennessee, who currently chairs the House Homeland Security Committee, revealed Wednesday his decision to retire from Congress. Citing his belief that Washington is broken, Green becomes the fifth House committee chair to announce their departure from seeking re-election. Phoenix police have reported the arrest of a Detroit Pistons player following a pregame altercation that turned violent with a Phoenix Suns player Wednesday night. Witnesses told police that the dispute between Pistons player Isaiah Stewart and Suns player Drew Eubanks began in the arena's parking garage and escalated when Stewart punched Eubanks. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hello, my name is Lance Stephen Fisher. You'll know what's going on if you listen to my grandson. Good day.
A little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
Fear is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering.
One of the great clips from one of the best movies of all time. My Hero Yoda.
It's a great quote. He's filled with great quotes.
Oh, yeah, fabulous. There's something about that and his philosophy. I have in my studio, and I look around here, I probably should do a video and we can post it on the website for our social media at Good Day Networks. I have a bunch of things in front of me that I look at that keep me focused. I have my clock. I have my calendar. I have a big sign that was made for me by somebody who is very close to me, a picture of my old dog, my former dog. Well, she wasn't my former dog. She was my dog, 15 years, Charlotte. And then it has the Good Day logo that we still use on all of our promotional stuff, Jay. And then I have pictures of the grandchildren and the children and another picture of Charlotte. And there's a huge poster of Yoda on the wall, too, that I look at. Yeah.
Because there's something there that is truly inspiring. And that's kind of what we're looking for here. In my mind, if we are going to be successful, it's about how we talk about our lives and what's in your life, what matters to you. And frankly, because, and I like to do different things because different things matter to different people. It's not all about politics. It's not all about Biden and Trump. It's not all about shoot 'em ups. It's just there's a lot of stuff that is on our minds. And then how does your life look to you? Never mind what it looks like to others. What do you care what other people think? It's about how it feels and looks to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's important. How? What kind of a person are you? What kind of a tipper are you? There's a survey out about the tipping culture in America that seems to be changing. A lot of Americans say that they are being asked to tip workers more frequently, and that's what happens when you're using the cards to pay for things. Automatically up on the screen comes how much do you want to tip? 15%, 20%, 25%, or something else? I resent the hell out of that, frankly.
See, I'm both ways. I appreciate it because some days I just cannot math, and when it gives me those options and it tells me exactly how much the percentage is and all of that. But I'm a good tipper. I like to overtip at times. But when it's a situation of I'm going through the checkout or something and I'm not getting, I'm at a coffee shop, but I'm not actually getting, they're not making any coffee. I went in to grab something like in the chilled area where you can grab it yourself. All they do is scan and then they ask if you want a tip. I don't want a tip there because I didn't, you know, you didn't do anything. You didn't even really check me out. You just turned the screen around. I did the card and everything. And that's when it's that, because then I feel like a jerk if I don't tip. But at the same time, it's like, what am I tipping?
Mm-hmm. Now, the other side of this, my son has the counter to this. He believes that these people work for minimum wage and they deserve consideration. And so whenever he and I go, when we go out for breakfast or whatever, take Jasper up the street and we go to one of these little bodegas and get a breakfast or a sandwich or something, and there is the tipping thing, and I usually pay. He pays once in a while, I pay. And there's the thing comes across, you know, what do you want to tip? Well, if he's tipping, he'll hit the max. If I'm tipping, I hit the minimum.
The minimum? But still, well, 15, the minimum is even better
15%.
Than nothing.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, it's still better than nothing. I'm like being, your son. I will always hit the max.
Max. Well, he's a wonderful, he's a great, he's a very human being, if you know what I mean. And so, anyway, that it's a personal choice. But I want to make the choice. I don't want somebody to force me to do it. There's a survey out, and that's why I'm talking about this. 12,000 adults in America were asked, how do you feel about the common yet sometimes confusing custom of tipping and whether or not you would, in specific situations, not want to tip? The one that you just explained is a good example of that, Jay. And so the findings here, if I'm able to translate them here on my own as I look at the numbers, it looks like the public is more likely to oppose than favor suggested tip amounts. Mm-hmm. So you're not doing yourself any favor if you on the screen says, you know, you feel bad if you don't want a tip, so it's 15%. But that's not, people don't like it. Americans, 40% of them, as opposed to 24%, oppose businesses suggesting an amount to tip.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, this on the checkout screen people don't like.
Yeah, Yeah, and it depends on where you are. I mean, if you are in kind of like a convenient kiosk situation versus an actual restaurant versus maybe a spa or getting your hair done or something, getting a cut, where someone's doing a little bit more of a service, and you might want to tip a little bit more. But also, one of the arguments I always hear regarding restaurants is dining in versus dining out. Do you tip when you dine out? Do you tip as well as if you were dining in, or do you tip a little bit less because you're dining out? But servers aren't the only ones getting the tips. They all pull them together. They all if they don't pull them together, they still have to tip others out. Like, the servers will have to tip out the bussers, share some with the kitchen. And if you are dining out, they're still making your food. They're still doing different things. It's not like they have one separate kitchen just to make the dining out food. You're still one of their customers that is getting the food. Yeah, it's one of those things of like, no, still tip, because you also took a seat, a quote-unquote invisible seat, away from somebody else because you're now in the line to get your products, get the foods.
The average tipping point, if you will, it's not a pun intended there, but for most people, as I look at this survey, 77% said that they would like to stick to 15%. They think that that's okay. I generally am 20%. When I do it, I don't feel like I'm forced into it. Like at the end of a restaurant, there's a little place I go every other week or so. I don't like to eat out because I think most of the food that you get out is lousy. But there's this little fish place called Captain Martin's. It's in Wellesley. I go and have my chiropractic adjustment, and then I go over there and have a nice piece of fish with some veggies, and that's it. And happily, the people in there are nice, and they're warm, and they, you know, they're quick with the service, so that's worth 25%. But then, you know, going into some places you're suggesting and expecting to get tipped just because you show up at the door. No,
That's when it's kind of like a little bit overkill. But something else to add to this, too, like not even just tipping, but a lot of people will go and leave reviews when they have a bad experience. They only want to see the manager when they have a bad experience. Let's start leaving reviews on good experiences. Let's start asking for the manager to give props to the employee who helped you, the servers, and the food and everything. Like, let's just make that kind of the norm. But also, have you ever noticed, my husband and I have noticed this, and we feel, it makes us feel sad, actually, but we will be at a restaurant, and we will be very complimentary or polite, acting like civilized human beings should. Mm-hmm. And we will end up getting a free appetizer or a discount on our bill because they were so grateful that they had kind human beings. The fact that that's not normal is disgusting, to be honest. It makes us, it's sad.
Yep. All right, let's move along here for a moment. For those of you who want to know what Hillary Clinton is thinking.
Oh, I've been dying to know. Tell us.
Yeah, right. Hillary Clinton says Joe Biden is too old to be president. His age is a legitimate issue. Hillary is my age. So that would be, 4 or 5 years younger than Joe. She said she talks to people in the White House all the time. And they know it's an issue as well. A legitimate issue. It's an issue for Trump as well, who's only a couple of years younger. So it's an issue. I guess that means she's not running. Although I would vote for her before I vote for any of these other guys.
Yeah.
I know that makes me... come on, this is... where are the good people? Where's... Dean Phillips is okay. There's a lot of... I'd love to see Rand Paul run for president. Frankly, I like his... I'm a libertarian like he is. Get the government out of our faces, out of our lives, unless it's necessary. Get rid of them.
Who are some of the other candidates, like, for the Green Party and all of that? I don't even recall
there's a woman who's the candidate.
Year.
No, but because the news media ignores them. There's a cabal. There's a force. I thought it was interesting on News Nation last week. There was a debate between, well, they invited everybody to show up, but Biden didn't. But the other, Phillips was there and Marianne Williamson was there. Those are the other two candidates sort of being... Gavin Newsom, I don't know, I think he was invited too, but he didn't show up. But he's bigger than life. He's more important than anybody else, so everybody knows who Gavin Newsom is, according to Gavin Newsom. Anyway, so let's go to Israel. Ay, ay, ay. So the Israeli forces entered into a hospital complex in southern Gaza for what they called a limited operation. It's the Nasser Medical Complex. This is on the Egyptian side. Nasser was the president of Egypt, and it was funded by the Egyptians. There are a lot of people in this hospital who sought shelter from the conflict. And so there's not any real news coming from inside other than the fact that they're in the hospital. And so what do you do with that? And when does this stop? When does this stop? I want to talk about Taylor Swift. Can we do that? Get our minds off of time for a Taylor Swift moment. You know, when people say, you never talk about Trump. So I'll mention Trump's name. People say, well, you're not talking about Taylor Swift. Okay, Taylor Swift. I'm not going to mention her name. There's an interesting, speak about Trump and Swift in the same sentence, which isn't necessarily very fruitful, but there are these conspiracy theories, Jay, that seem, if you'll pardon the pun, tailor-made for determining how there is this focus by some Republicans that Taylor Swift would virtually do anything to get Joe Biden elected. How did they come up with this? Where did this idea originate? Is Taylor Swift out there for Joe Biden?
Well, and a lot of people believe that the relationship that she has with Travis is, Travis Kelce, is manufactured.
Right. Okay. Well, listen.
Because she has all the time in the world. She has so much available time.
Right. Jesus. Unbelievable, right? All right, 48 after the hour. You're listening to Good Day.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Past the hour now. It's Good Day Health Time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. I remind you again how easy it is to connect with Ken, big-time radio star that he is. Yeah, he's a good average guy who has a great attitude toward you and your health, and certainly is one of the most knowledgeable people I know and have ever come across when it comes to how your body works, especially his cardiology. Check him out by dialing 352-735-1400. All right, there's a question here about x-rays, dental x-rays, and the fact that maybe you don't need those lead aprons anymore. One would wonder how when I go to my dentist, and I'm betting when you go to your dentist, he is still using the lead apron to protect our upper organs, right? Because it's usually put around your chest. That's been the practice for decades. X-rays began being used, right?
It has. The American Dental Association last week stated exactly what you stated, that the dentists don't need to protect us anymore with these lead aprons when they give us their dental x-rays. The improvements in technology for dental x-rays has dramatically made strides, where they now use such incredibly low doses of radiation to do these studies. So I think if you have a modern dentist who has newer equipment and it's checked well and the dentist gives you this advice, it seems reasonable, because the radiation involved is so minute. It's similar to what's used in the airports, that same kind of equipment. And therefore, the American Dental Association has given this recommendation. We don't need to be covered anymore for the modern day x-ray. You know, if your dentist is dealing with 30, 40, 50 year old equipment, I may want to get protected. And they're covering up, especially your thyroid, for women, yeah, your reproductive organs. But if you see those digital x-rays that they splash up on those beautiful screens and they instantly pop up with these incredibly low levels of radiation, those, especially these high-tech dental x-rays, are the ones that you don't need to be covered up anymore, according to the ADA, the American Dental Association. News last week.
All right. How do this person wants to know how they determine what a healthy weight is.
This person is a woman in her 40s. She's 5'7". This is good for the Calitrin discussion as much as anything else, but I think that is, you're always talking about BMI, so let's go over how one determines whether or not they have the right weight for them, because is it different if you have big bones than if you have little bones?
Yeah, this is not always an easy question to answer in general, because this really has to be individualized and often with the help of a health professional in this area. But there are several ways to look at this. Your height, your weight, you need to know both. You can put it into the so-called BMI, body mass index, calculators. But everybody's already, I know, cringing because there are limitations with BMI indicators, especially if you're very muscular. It falls down because muscle is much heavier than fat. But for the less than very muscular people, BMI is under 25. Ideal, over 25 is overweight. Over 30 is obese. Also looking at our waist, you know, guys, I'd like to see the waist 38 or less, and lower the better. Women, less than 32 is often a number that's thrown out, and lower being a little better. But this is really a question that I would talk to a health professional with, and don't make this decision on your own, because it really needs to be individualized, and one set of instructions don't really fit all of us.
All right. There's some interesting and important news. There's apparently a new chemo cancer drug that has been curing men, especially of leukemia. One wonders, are we still using, talking about x-rays, that sort of thing to combat leukemia or other cancers? That's kind of what some of the treatment has been, hasn't it been, over the years?
Yeah, there's plenty of research treating the leukemias, the blood disorders. We've made plenty of progress. And boy, that could be a whole show, but there's targeted treatments now. There's a lot of progress in treating leukemias. People who didn't survive in the past make it.
Right.
Long.
So the good news is that getting leukemia, the doctor says you got leukemia is not a death sentence. That's what the
talk
good news
to a good
is there.
Talk to a good hematologist. There's plenty of hope for many of the leukemias. The blood.
Questions for Dr. Ken on Good Day Health. It's 59 past the hour.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.